Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Monday Night Webinar. This is Charles, and we will be Andy will be joining us here shortly. But we wanted to go ahead and get started. I've got Sarah in the board tonight. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. And Kevin, Mr. Moore,
good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Charles? How you doing, Sarah? Beautiful Monday night.
Great.
So we're going to get started here tonight. We're glad to have NPS, Nations Property Solutions, which is one of our preferred vendors. Many of you use them for your preservation work. And tonight we have Dania Graham, who is president of NPS, joining us, along with Michelle McCoy, vice president of Client Solutions. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for having us. We're looking forward to it.
Well, no, we appreciate you taking the time and joining us tonight and have your presentation. And so let's go through their presentation, and then at the end we'll open it up for some questions and answers. And Michelle, Dania, I'll let y'all take it from here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm, as Charles said, Dania Graham, the president of Nations Property Solutions. And we are centrally located in Austin, Texas, with our corporate office in the Kansas City area. We've got a centralized platform that we're going to talk to you about that can help you with probably several of your property-related servicing needs. And Michelle McCoy is on the line with me. Michelle does our client relations, and you might have met her at some of the conferences. She travels quite a bit and tries to get out to the industry events as much as possible.
Good evening, everyone. We're really happy to be here, and we hope tonight's presentation will help you understand the ease of using the Nations Property Solutions and the other Nations companies' products and services for your investment needs.
So, Sarah, if you want to flip the slide
sure.
for us, that would be great. So we are part of the Nations company. We were founded in 1989. We started in the title business. We own one of the largest title agencies in the U.S. that's independently owned, Nations Title Agency. We also have an appraisal management group, Nations Valuation Services. We do about 25,000 valuations a month nationwide. Anywhere from a full appraisal to broker price opinions. We also have the Nations Lending Services, which is kind of a misnomer. We're not a lender, but we do settlement and closing with roving notaries so that we try to make it convenient. We do about 5,000 closings a month through that group. And then we have the group that Michelle is involved with as well, Nations Default Services. And Michelle, let you talk for us a couple of minutes, if you will, about Nations Default.
Sure. Nations Default has been around for several years. They were one of the core companies from the Nations Holding Company. We do the services to help through any defaulted notes. So if you are interested in any legal process like a foreclosure, like managing a bankruptcy, an eviction, contested litigation, the Nations Default Services can help you with those processes. We are centralized in Overland Park, Kansas, but we work nationwide and in Puerto Rico. So any state you would hold a note that was delinquent and needing foreclosure or any of those legal services, we could help you with. And the beauty about the Nations companies is we work very well together. So if you have a vacant property in foreclosure, we partner extremely well with Nations Property Solutions to do inspections and secure and maintain the asset while it is going through that legal process, because some states differ in the timelines to manage the foreclosure process or eviction.
Right, and then that eviction process, like Michelle said, we work very closely, and it's important no matter who you use, that your legal representation is working closely with the property pres company that's actually going to be there with the sheriff to do the lockout, because certain cities and municipalities have very strict rules. For instance, we just did one in Maryland last week, and we had to have a moving van and a crew of 30 people, as well as the locksmith and a tow truck, to in case there would be an abandoned vehicle there. And we already knew the property was vacant because we had been to the property the day before to make sure, and had to have all of that, even though they weren't used because the house was vacant. So there's some real nuances that you want to work with a team that's real familiar with it so that you can get that eviction taken care of quickly and not have to reschedule it. So, Tara, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
And I think we covered. So Nations Real Estate, Nations REO is a real estate asset management company. We're actually kind of rebranding that under the Nations Property Solutions logo. And under Nations Property Solutions, we essentially have an asset management arm where we can handle, through a network of about 2,500 agents nationwide, handle the full asset management piece. We also have the rental management piece, and that's through Nations Property Solutions as well. That's a different division. And that's all centralized. So rent collection, the whole marketing and leasing is all done centralized, where we actually populate rental agreements and leases. We review the multiple listing service agreements as to a lease up, and then we monitor and push out to 60 different syndicated sites when we're doing a lease up, and then manage that whole process with our 24/7 toll-free number that the residents can use for repairs and maintenance. So that represents the Nations companies. We can move to the next slide. As far as our leadership team goes, I made a decision a few years ago to join the Nations team. I was really impressed that the executive team had been together for an average of 12 years. The average employee has been with the company for about 7 years. At Nations Property Solutions, our average staff has 11 years of industry experience. And we are essentially located in between a relatively large servicer and a national preservation company that I used to work with. And we had scaled up to over 600 employees at that business. And then when the market started to improve, they downsized to about 200 or 300 people. So we've got an excellent location for growth where we have the subject matter expertise as we grow. I previously worked for a Toronto-based Canadian company called First Service. They own brands that you might have heard of, such as Colliers International, California Closets, Post to Pillar Home Inspections, CertaPro Painting, College Pro Painting, Paul Davis Restoration, as well as some other entities. And I was an executive for them under one of their property management divisions, and they asked me to ramp up the first national centralized property management platform in the U.S. back in 2009, actually right before President Obama passed the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act, which made banks and servicers de facto landlords, and they'd never been landlords before. They didn't have the infrastructure to do it, and we actually had built it out already because the Canadians felt like the U.S. was going to become more like a European model like Canada has, where it's about home ownership. Not so much home ownership, but home living. So it would become more of a rental society. They just thought that it was going to happen a lot quicker than it actually did. And so we had the infrastructure all built out. We had a network of property managers across the U.S. ready to help us and put the centralized technology together. So being at the right place at the right time, we handled basically all of Bank of America stuff, GMACs, a lot of Fannie Mae stuff, and quite a few other servicers handling over 17,000 single-family rentals across the U.S. So we at Nations actually use that same technology, proprietary technology and dashboards for the repairs, maintenance, and inspections, which no out-of-the-box type of system out there does that well. So we have created that. We've spent the last few years really developing it and have some really great technology. Thanks, Sarah. If you can move forward, that would be great.
Sure.
And some of our nation's existing clients, we are working with one of the GSEs, one of the government-sponsored enterprises. We've got a Tier 1 financial bank, one of the top three banks in the country that we're working with. And then we've got some other credit unions and small banks and servicers, as well as investors, from an investor who has one property all the way to the large institutional investors. And we try to offer the same platform and the same services that the clients with a larger portfolio have. So if you're ready to take the headaches away, we're ready to show you a little bit about how easy it is to work with nations.
Sounds good.
Kind of talked a bit about our network. We do truly do centralized leasing, so we're all about mitigating your legal, reputational, financial, especially financial risks, because we know as our smaller investors, really money is everything. We've got to really work towards maintaining a high return on investment for you, minimize your costs. And we do that with some technology that actually gives us some automated bid generation tools that we use to make sure that when we do get bids, that the fees are fair and reasonable to industry standards. And we do have that 24/7 emergency hotline number, and we'll do another session here in the next couple weeks on a Monday or a Thursday to go over our dashboards, because our technology is really what I think sets us apart. And we'd be glad to show you some more on our technology. The marketing and leasing platform, again, the centralized rent collection. So our accounting group is actually collecting the rent, and if we're late and if the rents are not in, then we're getting that list on the 5th of each month so that we can do notices to quit or pay rent. We do state-specific lease generation, and almost every state and sometimes cities have their own requirements around what needs to go into a lease. We often have clients who want their own leases. And unless it's been written by an attorney in that jurisdiction, we're going to try to recommend that you stick with a specific one for that area. Because if you don't have certain clauses, it may not hold up in court. So we want to make sure that you've got a viable lease if we ever have to use that lease to hold your residents accountable. And some of the nuances of the leases in California, you have Megan's Law, and that clause has got to be in there. There's certain things about California and earthquake straps that you have to have, where in Washington State you've got to have your hot water heater set at 120 degrees or lower, although a dishwasher won't work efficiently unless it's 140 degrees. So there's different nuances. Boston requires some fire. You have to train the residents on fire safety in Boston proper. So we try to stay up to date, or we do stay up to date with our network for you. Right now, you're looking at our coverage, and as Michelle mentioned, we even do Puerto Rico, but we got the Hawaiian Islands covered, and if any of you want to invest heavily there, I'd be glad to personally go there and help get those properties leased up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And We do have coverage in Alaska. We do like to say, depending on where you are at, if you're going to be investing in Alaska, our timelines and costs may be a little bit higher if we have to take planes or boats to get to those properties. But and we perfect. So we do 100% QC of every work order in-house, and through our dashboard, the investors have full transparency. You'll have your own dashboard, and you'll be able to see all your outstanding work orders and where they are from the time we get the initial work order all the way through to completion, and you'll not lose it. We store those completed work orders for 7 years after they close out. And our QC process is built into each inspection or work order form and is reportable. So you'll be able to see, even if we send it back to a vendor because we need more, we need better pictures or we need more clarification or something to support a fee that was charged, you'll see all that commentary. And we also have built-in scorecards.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yep, sure, perfect. This is a little bit of our integrated QC process. So we just basically go through, make sure the property is safe, sound, and secure. If it's a rental property, that's the biggest thing. We like to say for us is safe, sound, secure, and sanitary. If a property would happen to fail our QC, which they do, we fail properties every day, usually about 10 to 12%. It's going to go in this green queue, which is a notification queue, and it says return to vendor. Now, this is your, this would be your dashboard. So you would see properties that you have given us as a rush. If we have to meet a third party, say we're getting utilities turned on and we need to meet the gas company in order to do that, that that's going to be in the meet third party queue. If you put something on hold, so we've given you a bid and you're just not sure if you like the bid or if you need to get some of your partners' approval on it or it needs to go to a board for approval, that would be going in the on hold bucket. Call it super queue, and then you can actually click on those within our system, not within the PowerPoint, but within our actual system, and it will drill down into sub queues. And then this is just our vendor scorecard. So they get a scorecard based on their turnaround time, quality of work, meaning how often do we have to send it back to the vendor for clarification or for more photos, how fast they acknowledge that they'll do the work. We require them to do that within 4 hours of issuing a work order, how well they are at communicating, and our vendor management team can actually go in and hit them there if they're not responding to phone calls or emails quickly. And then if we have to reassign something because the vendor did not get it done timely or accepted it and then canceled at the last minute, they're going to be negatively impacted on their scorecard. And our system is set to automatically roll to the a vendor in that area that can do that type of work, and it'll look at the closest in proximity with the highest scorecard. And the scorecard changes from month to month. So if they got a fee last month and they get a few orders this month, they have an opportunity to get an A this month. So next month, they'll be one of the top, top on the list for orders.
All right.
Just a little bit of our service level expectations on what you can expect. We do realize time is of the essence. Typical inspections will be 5 business days. If they come in after 3 o'clock, it'll be booked for the next business day, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Repairs and maintenance are typically 7 business days. Any major repair, if you're wanting us to do, say, roofing and carpet and maybe do a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel, we figure 1 business day for each $1,000 of work. So if we're doing about $10,000 worth of work for you, that's going to be about 10 business days. And there's certain jobs that we can do much quicker, like painting and carpeting go down relatively quick. But that's a good rule of thumb when you're planning on how long it's going to take. Vacant property registrations, we'll handle those for you. They can take up to 10 business days. Our group is running those at under a week right now. And then the same with the utility activations. And we would recommend utility activations if you've got a sump pump and we're needing to keep water out of the basement to ensure mold's not going to grow, that type of thing. It's important to have utilities activated.
Dana, it's Michelle. I'm sorry to interrupt. I think I'm not sure of the level of experience with the audience, but you may want to expand on that vacant property registration, what that is and why they would need it.
Sure. So there's quite a few municipalities. There's over 4,000 now that have enacted vacant property registration. So if you're getting a note, sometimes it's even before the foreclosure because it's a lienable amount if it's not registered. And in some areas, there can be $25,000 fines or more. So there's some areas in like Hempstead, New York, that has where you actually have to put a $25,000 bond for any vacant property in their area. But so there's some really strict requirements. Some of them have $100 a day fines for failing to do it. So we help you through that process. And they're all different. Some of them charge you if it's been vacant for more than 6 months. They're very either free or inexpensive for the first 6 months. And then they go up significantly, sometimes like $5,000 after they've been vacant for more than 6 months. It's all about neighborhood stabilization and trying to keep properties occupied as much as possible to reduce neighborhood blight.
And I know the vacant property registration, Dina, is a moving target, but roughly how many counties do you think there is that properties have to be registered in now?
There's well over 4,000 now across the U.S.
So that matrix
list. Pardon?
I know, I was saying I'm glad you brought that up because that's a valuable service, especially through NPS, because if you have a property and you're not sure that it needs to be registered in that county, NPS is one of the vacant property registration counties. And they do fine, as Dina was saying, $100, and some of them, I mean, there are a few that go up to $25,000, so it can be costly. So thanks for bringing that up, Dina. That's a good point.
So one of the things we don't have on here is we can do some code violation mitigation too. So sometimes you're just at the mercy of whoever the borrower is. You've got a note and the borrower's got code violations going on because they're not taking care of their lawn. There's maybe some graffiti and some old cars in the grass. And you just really, maybe your counsel's telling you that you can't do anything yet. But by the time you get the property vacated, you find out there's all kinds of liens and encumbrances on the title because of all those code violations. We have really pretty good success with trying to negotiate on our client's behalf. Not to say we're going to get it completely eliminated, but we have taken some pretty significant ones down from like 20,000 to 1,000. So we've got one of the ladies in our office is very good at it, so she really goes to bat for our investors.
Cool.
There are also municipalities. A lot of people don't realize that the city sidewalk in front of your house is actually your responsibility for taking care of. And even though it's an easement and the city owns the easement, you're responsible in almost all cities for taking care of that sidewalk. So if, for instance, the tree root is popping the sidewalk and it's a trip hazard, and you call the city and say, hey, I need you to come fix that sidewalk, they'll typically push it back at you and say it's the homeowner's responsibility to do. It's the same with ice and snow removal. So if you're in a city, if you're in a rural area, they're not usually as strict, but if you're in a city with a city sidewalk, it's really important if it snows to get on the snow removal, or the city will do it for you and charge you a lot more than NPS will do that for you. And it also, if the city does anything, they'll make it a lien on the property. So.
All right.
And we can handle recurring services if it's the snow removal, recurring lawn maintenance, if we're leasing it for you and you want some janitorial done on an every couple week basis until it gets leased, swimming pool maintenance, we can take care of that for you as well.
All right, sounds
That's
great.
Always something you want to get taken care of quickly. Vacant swimming pools.
Absolutely. And those Those are different in each jurisdiction with what you need to do as well. So we really work and make sure that we're following the local requirements for you.
And Dina, this is Michelle again. I'm thinking we need to reiterate that we recommend once you have a note with delinquent payments past probably 60 days, we would recommend property inspections. Because you, especially if you're not located where your note, the property secured by the note is located, you'll want to know whether that property is occupied or vacant. And if it's vacant, you'll want to secure and maintain that asset. And of course, those are services we offer, but we wouldn't know unless you were doing property inspections monthly.
Right. And it's interesting because there are a lot of cities that have city water and sewer, and they know when somebody's moved out typically when there's no water or sewer usage. And so they'll oftentimes start that 30 days, and if you've not taken care of that property after that 30 days, they'll step in and do it for you and charge you outrageous amounts. Like typically, and Charles, you've probably noticed this in some of your portfolios, they'll just mow a lawn and charge you $400.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and you know, that's the one thing you want to avoid, because that's the first, they're quick to do that because it's just revenue for the city, and it's quick mow, and it's $400 or $500 easy.
Yeah. Wow. So now we'll teach you a little bit on how to get started if you're interested in working with us. Our website is www.nations.com. P as in Paul, S as in Sam.com. If you forget that and you spell out Nations Property Solutions, you'll still get us. And you can just simply click on the Contact Us, and there's a brief form that you can fill out and submit. And if you don't want to go to all that trouble, you can simply email us at sales@nationsps.com. And that box is monitored. Both Michelle and myself will get a copy of that, and Michelle will reach out to you. Typically by the next day, at the next business day at the latest. And Michelle, do you want to go through some of this, or would you like me to?
I'm fine to go through it, Dina. Thanks. So upon hearing from you, I try to reach out as soon as possible. I do travel, so there's times when there might be a little bit of delay, but I do respond to emails at least daily. And what we do is we ask you, we talk you through the process. We reiterate the services that we offer. We will send you. Charles, did you?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, we will send you a document that has actually four things included in this document. And Sarah, if you will advance the slide, I think it's on the next slide. Thank you. Perfect. So we will send you one document that contains four pieces. And the first part is what we call our MSA, which stands for Master Servicing Agreement, or the contract. That just lays out the services and the quality of work that we will do those for you. The pricing for every service, whether it would be a lawn over 10,000 square feet, or painting or carpet, everything is priced so you know what we're getting into. Now, if it's remodeling a big job or plumbing or electrical or something like that, your pricing would be bid out and those specifications would be listed in the contract. We would also ask for a limited power of attorney, which would allow us to do rent-ups, lease-ups for you, and have the ability to sign documents on your behalf, collect rents, etc. And then included in that document also is a mutual non-disclosure, which means you promise not to talk about our business with any of our competitors, and we will do the same for you so that we're safe and secure between our companies. We will also send you what we call our client onboarding or integration form. It's a questionnaire that allows our accounting group to set you up as a client in our system, and it triggers the training process. Advance the slide, please, Sarah.
Sure.
And there's a few other things that we would need to get started with you. So in order to populate the agreements. So I will send you an email and ask for what's the legal entity name of your institution, whether it's an LLC or if it's incorporated, and which state your business is incorporated in, the officers and their titles that will be authorized to sign the contract, the physical and mailing address of your institution, and then contact and emergency phone numbers. And we will populate the agreements, get them to you, and then we will also need a W-9 and copy of your insurance binders, articles of incorporation, and these are for our audit purposes, and any other pertinent information, such as if you call us and say, I've already got a rental management company, but I want to switch over to you guys, then we'd like to see copies of your leases and any rental agreements you have. Or if you're trying to evict, whatever you know about your property, we will want to understand. And then NPS, there's an integration questionnaire. Again, it's just your address and some information we need to populate our system with your accounting information. After we have all that, our office manager, Haley, will reach out to you and assign you an individual property manager from Nations in Austin, Texas operation. They will give you a call and they'll give you your sign-on IDs, log-on IDs for our system. And in the interim, until we do get you set up, after we have the contract signed, you would still be able to enter orders through the system through the email address that Dina just provided. Sarah, if you want to advance the slide.
Sure. That one's
so right there's here. There's just a few logistics, but the key concept to remember is we really can't do work until we have an agreement with you. So most folks think it takes you can call and put in an order same day. You can do that after you have the contract signed, but usually the contract and setting up your account and all the logistical gathering information and the back and forth usually takes from 7 to 10 days. There's times when we can do it faster, but if you're interested in using our services at all, I would recommend getting the process started now so that when you identify a property that or a note that you want to invest in or a property that you're interested in leasing in, we can be very responsive once that contract is in place. So I always advise people to be proactive, get the administrative paperwork out of the way. There's no obligation for you to use our services. So even if we have a contract in place, it just enables you to move forward quickly when you do need our services. And we have been asked in the past, can't you do this today? I really need to make a decision. So if you have that step out of the way, it will enable us to be responsive to you quickly.
And that's good.
And everybody, this is something we talk about a lot. When you're buying a note, you want to make sure that you already have your servicer set up. NPS is not any different. You've got to go through the process of setting your business up, becoming a client with NPS. So you want to make sure that before you buy that note and you're ready to move forward, you've got a servicer set up and you're set up with NPS. So once you buy the note, you're ready to move forward with that note. Sorry, Michelle.
Thanks for your enforcement there, because I think it really is important conceptually. And of course, we want your business after you sign a contract with us. It takes us time, effort, and energy to get you set up. But we think we've got an answer, like Dina said, to your headaches. We can offer you services beyond the property preservation, the foreclosure, the bankruptcy. We have valuations. We have title. We can sell if your property is actually an REO, which means the foreclosure process has been completed and you now own the property and you decide you want to liquidate. We can help you with that. We can help you with title work and closings. So there's a lot of things we can do for you once you do get signed up for Nations Property Solutions. It truly is one-stop shopping. The one thing that we really don't touch is collections. We expect either you or your servicer to do your collection activity. And honestly, it's very easy for us to take your property. In fact, it's better for us, and I think for you, to refer your property for foreclosure through your servicer. And we do work with many of the servicers that work with Note School, so we do already have existing relationships. It causes much more confusion with the servicers when you refer a property to a servicer that's already in foreclosure, because it's the communication is a little bit more difficult when they are working for you and not for your servicer, if that makes sense. So the point being is we can truly be one-stop shopping. The way I remember what services we offer is anything having to do with the property, the Nations company can do for you. If it has to do with the customer, we really don't have customer contact except in the case of an eviction. But if it has to do with the property, we evaluate property, we foreclose properties, we preserve properties, we maintain properties, we repair properties, we sell properties. That's a really easy way to remember it, but we don't collect from customers.
And Michelle, let's talk a little bit about that, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I know a lot of students out there are thinking they're your servicer as well. And so it's a good point that NPS is not a servicer, okay? So you may have a servicer that you're using, and you may have, they may only be doing the just the collection piece of it. And then when you get ready to refer it out to an attorney, you can always use NPS to do the referral out to the attorney and the eviction process if you'd like. I know some servicers are only, you know, they'll just do collection only. You pay it's a la carte, and you'll pay for the service as you go. So, but again, NPS is not a servicer. They do everything else, you know, from property preservation to evictions to the foreclosures, any type of that management piece of the property, but they do not actually collect or contact the borrowers.
Right, that's exactly correct. And like I said, we have very good, all the different Nations entities work very well together. So even if you have a property that you're doing collections on but are referring for foreclosure, which we could handle, that is vacant, which NPS could handle from a registration, preservation, maintenance perspective, we have great transparencies between the different Nations providers, and NPS can also coordinate in getting values for you during that process. So we work together very well, and then like Dina said earlier, when the foreclosure is complete and it's time to evict, the Nations Default Services and Nations Property Solutions work very well to coordinate that eviction in those areas where you really need legal representation. So it's very easier for us to use our own companies for those services versus trying to coordinate through the attorneys that you may be using personally.
So one thing, let's go back again, Michelle, sorry to keep interrupting you here. But they manage rentals. So they do manage rentals, and you do collect rents. So they will collect rents. They just don't collect the mortgage payments. So they're not a servicer from the aspect of collecting mortgage payments, but they do manage rentals. And NPS is a big part of our puzzle with our turnkey flipping academy. So I just want to make sure we kind of distinguish that you do collect the rents from the rental side, but you don't collect the mortgage payments from the collection side.
Yes, that's
definitely. Hey, guys, it's Eddie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay.
I have, well, it's just
welcome,
one of
those
nights. I have no, well, I've been on the call. And
I know you've been on the call.
Eddie's Let's just say call. It's a fair statement to say I've sort of been jumping up and down. And but there is some kind of a setting. I have no idea what it is because I've tried everything I know, but anyway, I think it's a great overview tonight, and Michelle and Dina, I really appreciate you guys laying it out. I think this Turnkey Flipping Academy has some really big dimensions to it, and all of the processing and you know, all the things that you've really built behind the scenes, that the dashboard that you built is incredible to do that. You know, Michelle, we'll, you know, so tonight is more of like the performing notes side, and we kind of talk more about like, and we consider, you know, doing the turnkey property and owner financing, and that's more of a performing note strategy. But, you know, we'll get you on the Tuesday calls on the more of the non-performing side to talk about what could you do here and what's that look like. And I like the fact you've kind of opened the door up tonight to kind of say, we do all these services, and then obviously, you know, we'll look for the students to kind of push back to us with questions, or, hey, I got a situation, and we'll just get on there and beat it up and talk about it. But it's been to me, it's like what you guys are doing and what you've built on the property management side, not just for dealing with the giants like you deal with. Michelle, I know you spent most of your career dealing with people that had 10,000 assets, and that experience is incredible. I mean, we'd like to take a vacuum cleaner and suck it up next to you and suck all that knowledge out of you, but we'll try to do it just a little piece at a time if we can. But it's crazy. I mean, what you've learned. A lot of people don't know this, but you and Charles used to work together years ago.
Right, we sure did.
Many years. So, we'll try to utilize some real specific case studies in that regard. Charles, I think let's open up to some questions if we can, unless we're pushed up for something else. Let's open up some questions and maybe talk about some things that maybe they could answer for us.
Sounds good. I know Kevin's watching our question board, too.
Yeah, we had one question come in here. Does NPS write owner financing contracts?
That's a really good question, and we don't. Typically, the servicers are going to do that. Nations Property Solutions does not, because we do not manage an attorney network. But that could be a question for our Nations Default Services, Michelle. We could certainly get back to you on that. That could be, because our Nations Default Services group manages a network of attorneys nationwide. That could potentially be another ancillary service that we could offer, but we would have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, I think a lot of times with owner financing, that's probably going to be more like an NAA question. Most of the servicers, you know, don't necessarily draw the contracts themselves. I know NAA does because they have an in-house counsel. I've kind of moved away from, you know, when we're originating loans, I've kind of moved away from, you know, creating land contracts. We just, you know, do the more traditional note mortgage. And I know that your closing operation could do that for sure.
Certainly we can close, but I don't believe we write the agreements for the financing. But Eddie,
well, Michelle,
right, Eddie.
I think you and I agree. Mangan's really got nothing to do between somewhere, you know, 11:30 and 12 o'clock at night till, you know, 5:30 next morning, so no reason he couldn't do that.
Well, I
I've
think
got
he
a lot
certainly
of free time, everybody.
Oh. Another question here from John. He says, if I have properties using my lease, when they come up for renewal, do I need to convert to NPS leases, or can I keep using my lease?
That's a great question. So if that lease is compliant with the local regulations in that jurisdiction, then all you would need then would be an addendum for new term. So you could then just add an addendum to extend it for another year or add a higher rate cost of living adjustment. So depending, we'd be glad to take a look at it. If we think that it's missing some things, we may be able to add that even into that addendum that would extend that existing lease and add.
I think in most cases, though, Dina, what we would want to do is just, if we could, wouldn't we want to just kind of, as their old lease expires, mm-hmm. wouldn't we want to put them over into your new lease?
Yeah, that would be our preference for sure.
Yeah.
But if it's a lease that they've already had an attorney do that they're very comfortable with the lease and they don't want to change it, we could work with you on that. But typically, a lot of the leases that we've seen that have been generated on some type of one of those, I won't name names, but those 50 state legal agreements, they're pretty much the same in each state, and I don't see the extra clauses, and I think it's because whoever's buying them to use them don't realize that they also have to buy the state package to go with it, so it's just kind of a very vanilla, generic lease agreement that doesn't have all the bells and whistles that are needed.
That's those guru packages you buy.
Yes.
Those guys that say they're all in a bag of chips. Yeah, they all say they're all that in a bag of chips, but they've never had a real deal.
Yeah, but then when you buy the whole pack, when you buy one, then you need to buy separate addendums for each state, and I think people don't do that because they don't realize that the one that they buy doesn't already have it.
Andrew asked a question about, is there any part you don't manage? And I would just say that they've dropped Russia. They don't manage in Russia anymore.
Oh, man.
So you do, that is a really good question. And what I will tell you is we are about reputation, yours, ours. We don't want to be in trouble with code officials. We don't want to do anything to tarnish the brand. So if you are not wanting to maintain the property in safe, sound, secure, sanitary, which I like to say is more on the minimum Section 8 type requirements for a rental property, then we probably aren't the company for you, because we don't want to have our name associated with the grass 5 feet tall for 3 months and graffiti and boarded windows. But if you want to lease it and get top dollar for that lease and take care of the property to get it there, then absolutely. So, and we would work with you on that. I mean, we certainly don't want you to convert something that rents for $700 a month into the Taj Mahal, but we just need to make sure that there's not rodent infestation and that the lawn's being regularly maintained before we get it leased up, and then we can have the tenant do that.
Are you saying you don't want to be a rock star on New York Times bestseller?
This is Michelle. I have one more comment. I've already gotten an email from someone who's on a call tonight, and I thank you for that note of interest. I want to reiterate that we're looking for long-term relationships with you folks. So while we can certainly help you with your first property, and we will be happy to talk through and give you recommendations for whatever situation you have, the contracts are good, you know, not just for one property, but for a relationship. So when we start, you know, talking you through, we do want to hear about what your needs are, but we're looking for long-term relationships with you folks and helping you with more of your properties than just one. So just keep that in mind too. It's not just about the one property. So to the person who just emailed me, I will get back with you first thing in the morning. Thank you very much. And that order did come in. That order did come in, by the way, through the nation's website. So, Sarah, if you would just advance to that last screen so that they can see that contact information again.
Yes.
In case they have questions, they can email.
Mm-hmm. This one here?
That's my direct contact information, and then nationsps.com is another way to get through to us.
And just to tell you guys, we have good communications with the nation's family of companies, and Charles, we appreciate your helping us filter some of that. And because Michelle, you made a good point. This is a long-term deal, and you guys don't need to practice of going and looking at deals that won't close, you know, or deals that you don't. And so we have a high interest. And as you guys give us like very specific things that are appropriate for the webinars, we'll, you know, we ask you students, tell us what we need to do or what webinars we need to, you know, help these guys with so that they can, you know, ask questions. And they're awesome and participating and helping us do that. And you know, we'll make certain that we try to you know, push back out to you guys. I know Dina, that we've you know, there was a little disconnect on people wanting to board assets, and that, you know, they're like, well, they hadn't filled out a contract yet. In other words, they never started from ground zero. So in that case, you know, listen, if you deal with the same vendor that Bank America deals with, which is a better, more vetted vendor, they're going to have a more defined process. You know, it's not something you can go board the deal and go through in the next 30 minutes. You know, and that's just, as you heard Charles kind of allude to earlier, from our perspective, it's like, yes, this guy's, here's how it works. I mean, it's just like we're accustomed to it, and we're just teaching you guys to be accustomed to it. So, what else?
One last thing, Eddie, I keep interjecting. Michelle again, I'm thinking one of our next sessions, we would like to do just a system demo, kind of like we did at the Note School that we attended. Yeah. In September. I think it would be good, especially for the newer people who haven't seen it, to see all the capabilities of the systems and what you would be able to see as an investor using our services. We are very transparent. And I was a former servicer myself. I worked for several of the larger institutions in the country. And speaking from that perspective, I'm amazed with all that our customers can see through the technology and the reporting that's available to our customers. So it's really a slick system, and I'm a pretty critical, Charles can attest for that, I'm a critical person when it comes to expecting high quality, and this is it. So if we can you know, reserve some time with you to do a system demo for your investors, I think it would be a great opportunity for them to see how easy it is to use.
Well, these ladies that help us run this content piece, are, they will be reaching out to you, and we'll get that next piece scheduled. So I'll and by the way, I'll do my best to make my technology work and be on at the front of the call. But y'all see, you got a lot more covered when you didn't have me interrupted. So all right,
time for a couple questions.
Look,
or?
You guys are awesome. I think we about covered most of the questions here. Okay. You guys, we really appreciate you doing this. Let's just consider it step one of a process. And but I think we're getting a lot of good comments on our chat board tonight about how you've helped folks to kind of see the picture of it and why the logic of it, why what you need to accomplish in order for them to get what they want. And we appreciate that. How about my man Ed McMahon here, Mr. Mangan, huh?
Dina, Michelle, thank you. We definitely appreciate you being on here and looking forward to having you on here again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.